This Dream Team interview is sponsored by Jerry's Automotive and Hardware in Braemar.
So before we get to the athletics, Coach, tell me what kind of kids they are overall.
Well, they're both honor roll students, of course. They're really both great attitudes, easy to work with. They're well liked in the school, both of them really popular. Both of them are in several different sports, so they're really good ones.
And what other sports are Keaton and Hunter involved in?
Keaton is in, actually, he's a four sport. Plays football. He's got honors in football, of course, basketball, track, and baseball. And then Hunter, he qualified for state last year in cross country. So he's a two sport, I guess.
All right. And did they outperform your expectations this season?
Yes. Actually, Hunter was a great surprise. He hadn't really played a lot of varsity. And so Keaton, he started since he was a sophomore. And he played on that championship team in 17. He's a really good, awesome athlete. So, he got the double teams and everything this year. And so we had a team that wasn't very experienced except for him. And Hunter was a surprise that kind of came out and did a lot of scoring. He was actually our high scoring overall, and he was really a good shock, I guess you'd say. I mean, not that I didn't expect him to play well, but he was a good scorer. He got a lot of rebounds. He filled in the gap. Our weakness was the other part of the team, which they're very inexperienced and younger. So these two guys really carried the team as much as it could be carried, I guess.
And you mentioned that Hunter didn't have a lot of varsity experience. What were some obstacles or challenges that he faced this year?
Well, he is his inexperience was one thing, I guess. He didn't really show it that much, I guess I could say. But the overall problem was the other kids that played, and I'm not putting him down or anything, but they just hadn't played hardly any varsity and very little JV because we don't play very many JV games. So the ball really went to Hunter, and he was limited in his scoring in that he couldn't get open shots. Later in the season, they started, teams would put their best defense on Keaton, and then whatever else they had left would go to Hunter, which left some of the scoring on the other kids, and they just, to be honest with you, they just couldn't get it done. So really what so much his weakness, but a lot was put on him this year.
All right, and moving over to Keaton, with him having started since he was a sophomore, what goals did he set for himself this year, and did he achieve those goals?
Well, yeah, I think me and him talked early in the season, and I knew that he knew that I expected him to be a team leader and be the go-to guy. I mean, he was a guy that was going to score. He did a lot of scoring. A lot of our offense was designed around him, and then of course as the season progressed, we could see teams shutting him down, trying to shut him down. But as far as like a team, the captain of the team, he commanded the floor. He was a point guard. I mean, you couldn't ask for any kid anywhere to fill the shoes that he did. He really stepped it up and did a great job with a young team.
Last question here, Coach. When they're gone from the team once they graduate, how quickly will your team feel that impact?
Well, it's going to be a rough one. The only positive, or one of the positives that comes out of it, is that I was able to play three starters plus two other kids, and I tried to play those other two kids, rotate those five kids, aside from Keaton and Hunter. Keaton and Hunter played almost every minute of every game, for the most part. I wasn't able to really pull them out. So the other five kids rotated. So the positive will be, hopefully, they're going to be missed, don't get me wrong, but we're going to have five experienced kids who should be able to in a short amount of time, be able to kind of get the flow of a varsity game.